I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're on the show. Ugly is out. Luke Morrow is in. Tyler's on the ones and twos. And guess what, y'all? Houston Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud spoke to the media today after joint practice with the Carolina Panthers today. This is one of my favorite times of the year when these NFL teams start joint practicing and the juices get turned up a little bit. You see new schemes. For C.J., I'm sure that he's tired of going against his defense. He's tired of really going against, let's be honest, Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter every day. And so it was probably nice to get a few snaps across the ball from a something that's not a Texans uniform. Here is C.J. Stroud, your Houston Texans quarterback, as he spoke to the media today.
It was good. I thought it was good to see another scheme, another team, and thought we did well, move the ball up and down the field, score in the red zone, made some mistakes, but cleaned it up and had a good two-minute drive to finish, so I thought it was good.
I think last year, right, we talked about when y'all played a basketball together. You were like Michael Porter Jr., and he was like, hey, Garland, what were those baby days like?
Yeah, it was competitive, man. Like, we used to always play, he played for the City Stars, I think. I played for Illinois Force. He played for a couple teams. He's a team hopper. He was always like the quick point guard. I was kind of like a shooter. It was always fun. It's still competitive now. So, we've always been competitive, even when we hoop in off season.
How would you assess how the guys up front played today?
I thought they did really good. I thought Nick did a good job of moving the pocket and switching up quick game to, intermediate to deep to good play action. We ran the ball well. So, it's not just about just dropping back four or five straight times. You got to help those guys out. And, every D-line is really good. And our O-line is really good. They can hold up. And we just got to help them out some. And I think we did that good. But I thought they did great today.
D'Amico and Nick have talked about deciding whether Kaylee's going to call plays up top or on the sidelines. Do you have a preference on that?
No, I don't mind. It's not really a big deal to me. Whatever he's comfortable with.
So, since today, took a hit, caught the ball like he always does. What have you seen from him this game?
Yeah, he looks comfortable, man. He looks like he's finding his own, his own swag in the league. I think he looks great, man. He's not falling on the ground every play. He's staying up. He's running great routes, catching the ball, getting yak, reliable, knows all the plays, blocks well. He's coming into a really, really great vet, and I think he's been great. I think Kels is using him a lot, and, he's like a Swiss Army knife. You got him, F, Z, and X. He moves around. And he's getting confidence. I think that's one thing that I can see him playing with from, that last game we played last year to, this camp was that confidence is stuck.
Knowing the historical connection that you and Bryce are going to have for so many years because of you going 1-2 together, how cool is it just to be able to share the practice with him again? And then with the chance of you playing on Saturday, how cool is it for both of you guys to get the opportunity to just exchange words?
It's normal. I see him all the time. That's my brother. Like, they don't really make it a big deal. I think that's for y'all, But for us, it's just seeing a friend, seeing a brother, hoping they do well. Hoping, you know, I know he hopes I do well. I know I hope he does well. So yeah, it's pretty normal. We see each other all the time in the off season, and you know, his parents are, you know, friends with my mom, and you know, it's been great. So we just really build a brotherhood. So it's just normal to me. I'm pretty sure it's the same for him, but you know, it's all love.
We saw Christian Kirk yesterday
contest
the ball in the end zone. Describe that moment and then just what it's like having a guy that's as reliable as
Kirk. Yeah, I try to look at those moments as real life games, and you know, minute 20 to win the game, it needed a touchdown or to tie it. And I thought, you know, like we moved the ball really well and scrambled on that last play, knew how to get it out of my hand fast because we were less on time, couldn't take a sack. So just him in the back of the end zone, he made a heck of a catch, contested catch. You know, you celebrate, you have fun after that, and yeah, I think those type of scenarios help. So when the moments come, kind of used to them. Yeah, I think he's been great, man. He's approached the game like a real vet, run great routes, very reliable, very smart, very fast, quick, and I think he's done great in his offense. He's teaching the young guys a lot. I think he's great for Jay Noel, Higg, you know, even guys like Hutch. You know, he teaches basically our whole room, and I think he's been great. So I'm excited to work with him this year.
CJ, the preseason game,
just build rhythm, you know, just build that rhythm to where, you know, we're clicking as an offense, clicking as a defense, clicking as special teams, playing as the Texans. You know, I feel like it's a lot of back and forth right now in camp. We're kind of like enemies through the day, through practice, and then cool right after. It'd be nice just to be teammates like, you know, it was against the Vikings, and, you know, just like it'll be in the season. So I'm excited for that, and I think, you know, like just building that rhythm will be good on Saturday.
What he respected the most about you is that you all ups and downs, you were the same person.
I would say very similar. You know, he's very even keel, very to himself. And I think for him, I think I've seen a dog come out of him that he has that a lot of people haven't seen, you know. But, you know, I know he dealt with some frustrations. And I think, you know, the God we serve, you know, I think it's good that we go through these ups and downs to, like, refocus you back on what's important. I mean, I think he had that, and I had it last year as well. And I think he bounced back like, you know, he should. And we all know he can. He's a heck of a player. One of the best quarterbacks I've ever seen in my life. And I just think, you know, he needs some help around him too, you know. So, but I'm just really proud of that guy. And just the same way he said about me, through every ups and down, every valley and peak, like he stayed the same guy, stayed loyal and stayed a friend and a brother. So I'm very appreciative of him.
You know, being drafted where you are, Bryce too, altered the course of where you all went, you know, for good. When you think about what you've done, your career, and Bryce too, what are you most proud of?
That's a good question. I would say just proud of, you know, like, just being the one God has called to those, to these moments, because he could have picked anybody, you know. And even though, like, for me, I feel like I'm unqualified, but, you know, God doesn't call qualified. He qualifies the unqualified to, you know, give testimonies and to bring people to him. So I think me and Bryce are, like, perfect to that. Like, you know, him being a small stature guy who guys didn't like because he was small. Me, you know, dealing with my childhood and some things that I had to go through. And you know, and we're not perfect people. You know, we serve a perfect guy, but the ups and downs, you know, our faith has wavered, and I think it's made our faith stronger, and I think that's most important. So I would say that's probably the most proud thing that I can say about me and him, is like our faith has become stronger through this sport, through this game. Even though it doesn't mean everything, it means something to a lot of people, and you know, it means something to us too. But it's a vessel now that we're using to, you know, glorify God, hopefully, and that's most important. Yeah, I talked to him. You know, it's never easy. You know, it's something that you never want to see. I think the guys kind of handled it the best we could. You know, it's unfortunate, man. I love that guy. I seen him work his tail off to come back, and was having a heck of a camp. And it's just unfortunate, man. I'm praying for him every day, and you know, I hope that he just leans on us right now. I know he needs it, so y'all just keep him in your prayers, and you know, keep his spirits up, and you know, I think he'll bounce back from this, man. He's a tough guy. When he was, you know, in the locker room after, he was like, man, I'm attacking this head on. And this is like an hour right after he's attacking it. He's just kept reminding himself how he's going to attack it.
So I just like to have that type of heart, you know, in that moment. I thought it was dope. So I'm just really, you know, like and sad about it. But, you know, I got to deal with it and move on. And, you know, I can't wait to play with him again in the future.
Two more, y'all. Christine.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. We were just kids, man. You know, I think that's the cool part. Like, I think we were just two kids trying to just play good for our selective teams and our selective areas in California. So I think that's the cool part. I think, like, when you focus on, like, the NFL or the NBA, or, like, it's hard to do because there's so many people trying that. But, like, me and him, I felt like our process was just getting better, getting better, getting better, getting better. So I think that was our mindset. So it's cool, like, to be in these moments. You know, it's not what it seems. It's hard, but it's also a blessing. You know, so you got to just accept the good and the bad. And I think, you know, as time has gone on, we've been able to be better at that. So.
Two part question. Obviously, a decade ago, you and Bryce kind of played against each other in that Little League game, still with Memorial versus the Iowa Ducks. What do you remember about that game, and how cool is it to see you guys have gone since that game?
We got our tails kicked. I remember that. We got whooped. Bryce threw for like 400 yards. I had to play corner because our corners kept getting hurt. Yeah, it was a bad day. There were a lot of raining. They whooped our tail. So not a good day for your boy, but a great day for Bryce. And when I'm a competitor, man, like, he know I don't like that. You know, he beat me my rookie year. Still don't like that. So, you know, I'm always trying to win. Think that's him too. So there's nothing wrong with that. You can always be cool off the field, but, you know, we cross those lines. You know, we're competitive. We want to, you know, do well and see our teams win. So, you know, hopefully we get the matchup next year or something, or maybe in the Super Bowl or something. I don't know. Don't put that on ESPN. I know how y'all do. But however it works, man, I wish my brother well, though.
How many of those 400 yards were on you when you were playing
corner? I'm sorry?
How many of those yards were on you when you were
playing? Oh, you got jokes. All right. Zero. I'm in the run fit.
Thank you, CJ.
All right, that's C.J. Stroud, Texans quarterback. Boy, you can tell he had a good day, can't you, boy? He's
gangly.
That's the life of a quarterback right there, man. I'm telling you, this training camp has been tough on him emotionally, and he's a guy that wears his emotions obviously on his face and in his voice, and boy, you could tell. You know, we've talked to him several times. It's just almost like, boy, he's, you know, the frustration, the.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, the disappointment and not being able to go out there and just shred every single day is getting at him. You know, and as it should, by the way, hell, as it should. Any competitor, I've said it before. Any competitor, man, I want to hear it. I want you to wear it, man. I want to know that you ain't happy with what the hell's going on. Today, you could hear that joy in his voice and tell that C.J. Stroud went out there and had a little success today and feels a lot better today about his team than he has in the previous few weeks. So good to hear the quarterback in good spirits, man. Good to hear the stories about he and Bryce's upbringing. I've heard the stories before. I know they're close. That is got to be super, super cool. He did say a few things that caught my eye, and I am so stoked. One of them, Tyler, guess what? Football horny. No question about it.
That's kind of horny to me.
I don't know about that. But
that was wrong. Yeah, disregard.
Yeah, you don't mark that right there. And we'll hit that again. I'll bring that to you at the 520 segment. I'm gonna circle back to a piece of that audio right there that I think is big time.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.